Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Welcome to Pro-Life Perspective. This week, we are going to be focusing on the 42nd Annual National Right to Life Convention in Washington, D.C., actually just outside Washington, D.C., the last week of June. And this week, we are joined by Luis Zeffirini. Luis works in our state organizational development department, but he also is very much involved in coordinating and organizing the convention. So we're very pleased to have him here this week with us. As I said, we are going to talk about the convention. So first of all, welcome, Luis. We're glad you can join us.
Thank you very much, Carol.
Why don't you just give us a little bit of the background or the history of the National Right to Life Convention?
Well, as you said, it's the 42nd annual convention. This has been the meeting place for grassroots pro-life people since the very first meeting in 1971 in St. Paul, Minnesota. And every year since then, in the summer, the pro-life grassroots have met to get the latest news, resources, and tips to move the pro-life movement forward.
Now, we've had some excellent speakers at past conventions. Can you give us just a couple of examples?
Certainly. We've had political figures like Representative Henry Hyde, Chris Smith, Vice President Dan Quayle. We've also had religious figures like Pat Robertson and Mother Teresa, and entertainers like Roy Rogers and Dale Evans.
Now, this year, we are going to be, as I said, just outside of Washington, D.C. It will actually be in Arlington, Virginia. But this is something that moves around the country every year to different places. So, you know, if someone can't join us in Washington this year, we certainly hope that they can maybe make it to another city some other year. Where have we been in the past?
In the past, we've been in cities all over the country, like Nashville, Tennessee, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Jacksonville, Florida. Next year, we're going to be in Dallas, Texas. And like you said, the convention moves all over the country so that we can maximize the amount of territory for local people, local groups to get informed and energized. We come back to the D.C. area every 4 years because it's a presidential election year. And it's, you know, very symbolic for pro-life people, very important for them to get energized, especially in that year, because they have a lot of work to do.
Now, this year, we are going to be talking about defending life. Tell us a little about just some of what's going to be happening at the convention.
Well, yes, the theme this year is We the People Defending Life. And it's really a kind of a dedication to the grassroots folks who have made such an amazing effort over the past year to move forward laws protecting unborn children all across the country. And it's really an emblem of how the convention is a dedication to them, a way to show our appreciation, to give back to them, and to help inspire them to carry on in their defense of life the way they have over the past year.
Okay. I'm just really excited that we're going to be talking about the convention all week, and I certainly hope that people will join us and be able to listen every day, because we do want to talk about some of the speakers that we've got coming up, some of the chapter activities, and some of the workshops that will be part of the convention. And we do have information and resource links at our website, www.prolifeperspective.com. And I'm just thankful that you are able to be with us, and we look forward to hearing more from you tomorrow.
Thank you, Carol.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.